This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. November's midterm election is just over 2 weeks away, and President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail. Tonight, he holds a big rally at Ohio State University. The event is designed to boost Democratic enthusiasm and voter turnout, especially among younger voters. Republicans are also shifting their focus to getting out the vote. NPR's Don Gagne attended a small GOP event yesterday in Marysville, Ohio.
The event with the president tonight in Columbus will be one of those big blockbuster political rallies. Yesterday's Republican Party Get Out the Vote breakfast in Marysville had no such ambitions.
Folks, if I could get your attention for a moment. I apologize, we're a little late getting started. We have eggs and sausage and donuts and coffee. The coffee is caffeinated.
That's John Gore. He's with the local Republican Party. He organized the event with Marysville's mayor, Chris Schmank. She says the GOP has worked hard to improve its Get Out the Vote operations, which were primitive compared to what the Obama campaign built and put to use 2 years ago.
Yeah. I think we learned. I think we learned from the 2008 elections that we couldn't take our base for granted, that we needed to really pay attention and to get out there.
Democrats are widely considered to still have the edge in ground operations. That's been the case for years. But Schmank says when it comes to enthusiasm, Republicans have a big advantage over Democrats this year.
You know, I think they don't have a good message this time. They can't fight what's happened and what's gone wrong with the economy.
Gotcha.
There we go.
Use your spoon, see if you can scrape it.
This scene in a parking lot in Marysville is being duplicated all across the state this weekend. About 60 volunteers showed up here at 8:30 yesterday morning to get marching orders for door-to-door canvassing. It's old school, traditional stuff, but veterans of this kind of campaign activity see signs of progress. 43-year-old Amy Mirta of Marysville says the door knocking has gotten, quote, more scientific.
We'll talk about that. What's different this time?
Well, we have a list so we can see exactly who we're talking to.
Now, that seems very basic, but Mirta says she now knows the names of the registered voters who live in houses she walks up to. That's new. And she's knocking on doors of Republican voters only. So every address on the list Mirta holds is a likely supporter of the GOP slate in Ohio. So the whole process is much more efficient.
Yeah, I would say more detailed, more specific. Yeah. Last time we just kind of went door to door.
And this day is about making sure likely supporters know they can vote now under early voting. And while this particular event reveals no massive leap for the GOP when it comes to the ground operation, it is an improvement. And it's just one small piece of the puzzle, all of which is designed to support the blitz of TV and radio ads, an area where Republicans do have a big advantage this year, thanks to money being spent by non-party outside groups. Democrats, meanwhile, have their own full schedule of get-out-the-vote activities. This is from a Democratic event in Columbus Friday night. The speaker is Ohio State Treasurer Kevin Boyce.
Get on your BlackBerrys tonight and text everybody in it. Get on your emails tonight and email everybody in your database and say, have you voted? And then challenge all of those people to roll up their sleeves, dig in, and help us bring this election home.
Democrats are pushing back hard against any ambivalence and apathy among the faithful, knowing that's what hurt the GOP so much 2 years ago. Republicans, meanwhile, say they have no such worries this year. Don Gagne, NPR News, Marysville.